MP3, track 65.
1.
Miss Jones, why did you leave your last job?
It was part-time and I want a full-time job with career prospects and a decent salary.
I see.
My manager gave me a reference.
Good.
I enclosed it with my CV.
Yes, but
she says I'm punctual, responsible, a good team worker, and I'm not afraid of a hard day's work.
Why do you think that you'd make a good sales rep?
Well, I'm good at dealing with people, and I'm very good at talking. And
2.
Morning.
Morning? It's 10 past 12. You're 40 minutes late, Mark. My office, now. Mark, you're not a bad waiter, but you've turned up late 4 times this month.
Yeah, but...
And you're still so untidy. I think you should look for another job.
I like this one.
Sorry, but I'm going to have to let you go. I'll pay you till the end of the week, but...
I don't understand.
Mark, I'm sacking you.
Oh, why? Oh.
3.
The high street chain Star Electronics has announced that it is going to close down 104 stores around the country. After discussions with trade unions, Neil Brown, the chief executive of the company, said they were ready to offer early retirement to some workers. However, there could be as many as 12,000 job losses. This bad news comes on top of the latest unemployment figures, which show that the number of unemployed people in the UK has risen by 117,000 to 2.64 million.
4.
I'm an assistant in an estate agent's office. Yesterday was my first day at work, and I didn't know what my duties were. So I asked my colleagues. They didn't know either, so I asked my boss. He said I was in charge of writing all the information on the company's web page. But first, he said, he had a very important job for me. He gave me 50 pence and asked me to get him a coffee from the machine in the corridor.
5.
The UK minimum wage depends on your age. If you're under 18, you get under £4 per hour, but that goes up to over £6 if you're 21 or over. There are many kinds of jobs available in the summer for foreign students. One option is to work in a summer camp. If you have a special skill, you can work as a qualified instructor, for example, teaching sports. Or you can work as support staff, cooking and cleaning, things like that.
6.
Didn't they explain this to you at the job centre?
No, the job centre's useless. The career advisor at school showed us some application forms, but we didn't fill them in.
Okay. In this part, you put in your personal details, right? Are you married?
You know I'm not.
Here, you put down any previous work experience you've had. And here, you fill in your educational qualifications, diplomas, exams you've passed.
Should I put in my swimming certificates?
Yes, why not? Now, go and get a pen. There's one by the phone in the living room.